It is said that a picture can speak a thousand words. Photojournalist Marcus Yam looks for images to tell the tale of heart-wrenching moments. Here is his brief but spectacular take on what we learn from what we see.
I am a natural busybody. For my school projects, I would just drive up to farms and make my long way up these driveways and just, hey, how's it going? Can I come take pictures? In most situations that I work in, most people want somebody to talk to, and you're there to listen to what they have to say, you know, and in some ways comfort them for their loss. I've been to almost every major wildfire in California, including the biggest one called the Thomas Fire. The thing I heard on the radio made me realize that this was unstoppable, that firefighters were telling each other that we're out of units, you're on your own, like we just don't have enough resource to send your way. And that's when I know things were getting out of control. At one point, I waited on top of a hill waiting for the fire to come to me, and I waited a little too long, and I remember having to drive through this like wall of flame with my car, and I can feel the heat just like searing my skin inside that car that was protected by all that metal and glass and air conditioning. The common idea that people have is that the news media is just running around taking pictures, reporting from wildfires without any sensitivity. But in reality, we're just trying to do our jobs, trying to get as much information about the conditions of the fire, how far it spread, and all that stuff. I was at the Erskine Fire in Lake Isabella, and I came across this one home that was getting surrounded by fire and had this tattered American flag. I jumped out of the vehicle and took a photo of that, and I moved on, and I didn't think much of it. The homeowner for that home was actually nearby, saw me do that, and thought less of me. He actually ended up following our coverage for the rest of the fire, looked up the work that we did, and wrote me this beautiful letter. "Dear Marcus Yam, I stood a few feet from you when you took this picture of my home. I thought to myself, another vulture sensationalizing on people's misery. After seeing this photograph and looking at your portfolio, I was wrong. You portray human emotion without all the makeup and glamour. You have my respect. My home withstood the test that night, and old glory still waves. Today I replaced that tattered flag with a new and shiny one. I would like you to take care of that old flag for me. Sincerely, Darl Snyder." My name is Marcus Yam. This is my brief but spectacular take on covering the unknown.
And a reminder of the important role that photojournalists play. You can find additional brief but spectacular episodes on our website at pbs.org/newshour/brief.